Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our body, mind, consciousness, spirit, and how we are coming to a point of singularity, in a sense. We are coming to a place where culture and spirituality and our own evolution is, I think, all come together at a nexus point. And, you know, we're into 2013 now. And how do we pull all this great knowledge that we've been accumulating for the last thousands of years together and take off into a new direction? Well, that's some of the ideas we'll be talking about. But also specifically, we're going to be talking about a new creation, or sort of new creation, called the RNA drops, which are a way of feeding ourselves, I would say, with a higher vibration, higher nutrition, higher energetic aspects of who we are. And on the line with me is Dr. Carolyn Dean and Bob Neverett, the creators or the innovators of the of this type of, I would say, special addition to our consciousness. So welcome. And my history, Bob and Carolyn, go back to 2000 when they were living in New York. And Bob particularly told me about something called the D-cell, which was to bring light into water. Well, I think they've gone beyond that. Do you want to give a little background about the RNA drops and how that evolved out of that invention or the creation of the D-cell?
I can do that, Alan.
You wanted to start
when I met you in 2000. I told you about the D-cell, which was discovered, created by John Brown up in the Vermont area in 1949 or so. And he made it out of grains. He was a pharmacist, and he started having some good effects on neighbors and his plants and gardening. Then the whatever the FDA institution was back then came in pretty quickly, 1950, 51. Suppressed him. So he moved out to California, and he started working with orange groves, orchards in the mid-50s, late-50s, had success there. He passed away somewhere in the early 60s, and then Hillary Dorey in Rhode Island got the formula from him, carried it on until 72, and then Joe Dunn Sloan in Huntington Park, Los Angeles, was the third man to make it, and it ended up with his widow making it in up till the 2002 or so. Joe died in 1993 in Paradise, California, which is near where
it's DBS, exactly where is. This radio broadcast is coming from, actually.
Which right. Is, but the D-cell was...
tell us what the D-cell did and why that was such a kind of source of investigation for you and Carolyn.
Yeah, so we encountered it in about 1969 through Dave Worster and the Cosmic Awareness Movement coming out of Seattle and Olympia, Washington. And it was a chunk. It was a piece of a little block of cement you put in your water bowl, a jug of water, and you would change just the top half. You drink down, keep the bottom half energized, or whatever the D cell did to it, and it did do something because the water would taste cleaner. It would sparkle. So you'd keep filling up the top half of the bottle, and it would the bottom half of the bottle with the D cell energy or whatever activation would work on the top half. So we started that in 69, and it certainly stopped our aging in a way. We're both very old, but very young looking. And so we got stopped in that and then felt healthy and used it for years. And,
well, maybe Carolyn could talk about what she, as a scientist, what she actually noticed under the microscope about that water.
Yes, Alan. Well, when we first met Joe, we visited him in L.A. Bob can say the year because I have no memory for dates.
1970.
So in 1970, Bob and I were traveling around, and we visited Joe, and he had a batch of D-cells growing right that on that day that we arrived. So we looked at these drips of what someone had called in the media pond scum. And in the pond scum, we noticed cell structures with an obvious light in the center of the cell. So I'm a medical doctor and a naturopath. You know, I've done a lot of microscope work, and I knew this was something special. and what Joe was hearing from people who were using this little D-cell, and it was the size of a little tiny ice cube that he would pour pour the matrix of the D-cell mixed with cement into ice cube trays. You'd take a little ice cube size cement block and just, as Bob said, put it into your glass of water or jar of water.
Yeah, so I think I saw it once. I think Bob, I think I somehow have a memory of actually seeing.
I showed you a little block of cement, you know, about 1.5 inch square.
Yes. And I think I drank that. Actually, it felt great. But anyway, so go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, so people would say that it made them feel energetic. They'd use it on their plants and claim that it would grow their plants better. A lot of people came around Joe wanting to have the formula, but as it turned out, he didn't trust anybody. And actually, before he died, he gave Bob and I the formula. So over the years, since Joe died, what year did he die, Bob?
February 93.
So since he's died, we've tried several times to regrow the D-cell, and we were never successful.
Oh, that's right. When you were in New York, you kept looking at a certain time, a certain kind of maybe astrological season. None of it would produce the light film. I remember hearing about that in 2000.
That's right. I was working at a lab in New York on an AIDS modality, and I was trying to make it in the lab. And eventually, it wasn't until a couple of years ago that we hooked up with a friend who then began this special intervention with the Guff, and Bob can explain more about that, where we actually got a more realistic formula for something that turned out not to be the D-cell, but we began calling it the I-cell.
Uh-huh. But it was, anyway, you never were able to actually reproduce in the filament structure, the light filaments of the D-cell, but you're saying what you actually created recently is a lot more powerful than anything the D-cell was.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we couldn't create the D-cell. We last tried on Vancouver Island, very pure water there, and some friend of ours got another guy, a farmer, to try to do it, and I don't think he understood it totally. He didn't know what to look for, so it didn't work. And that was around 2004, 2005, and I was telling you a bit about that at the who's the water guy, the Japanese guy, Emoto or something?
Oh, Emoto, the Emoto, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of your major first conferences in the scene in 2006 or so, remember?
I think that was like 2004. Yeah, we had about 1,000 people at a conference hall, and I presented a water forum, and Emoto was the keynote speaker, and it was a major event for New Realities. Yes, I think
that's right. And I attended that, and before it started, I told you the good news that it looked like things were going to happen in Vancouver Island. That's what you would last remember in your mind.
Right.
About it.
And then you left New York. You abandoned it, both of you. You left.
Yeah. Well, we left in 2008, but it didn't work. So, anyways, out of the blue on March 18th, 2009. Strange events led to us evoking what we call ION. And ION is not an entity. It's not a channeling. It's electricity squared. It's the no time zone. It's the structure of the Guff, which is the Jewish term for heaven, where people go when they die. It's a pretty amazing phenomenon. And after a couple of months, we asked ION in May 2009, what about the D-cell? What are we doing wrong? How can we do this? And Ion proceeded to tell us really quickly, Ion knows everything, and said the problem with the D-cell is that Joe Dunstan would make it, but it was hit or miss, and so you couldn't make it an assembly line thing because it wasn't consistent, because he would just grow it in a bowl in his kitchen and dust and everything would get in there. So Ion then proceeded to tell us how to make a consistent, better thing. And miracle of miracles, the I-cell came out of this, and now we've got the RNA drops, which is doing incredible things all over the world. And we haven't looked back.
Wait,
the D-cell now
saying
is just
the
a precursor. Let me say this,
Alan. That
the
same
D-cell
light
is Old Testament.
I mean, have you looked
I-cell
at it? I-cell
is New Testament.
Wait. Did you look at the I-cell under the microscope, Carolyn, and see the same or more of the filament light structures that emanated from it?
What's being viewed under the microscope now is crystalline shapes in the cells. So I think that's I mean, maybe that's what we were seeing under an inferior microscope with Joe, but I think the light potential is part of this crystalline nature of the cells, which is another unique property of cellular structure.
We've had scientists look at the substance, the RNA drops, and try to figure out, well, they analyzed it, and they came up saying there's nothing there.
Nothing unique.
It's just barley, yeast, or whatever molecules or elements they would see, nothing unique, and they just said, well, I don't know why it would have any of these effects. So we say that the iCell is non-physical, a new substance, stuff that you have projected to yourself and your show and your thinking, your theology. You can understand the idea that this is the etheric or something.
That can't be measured or seen.
But it's substance and affects us physically.
Right. People call it spirituality in a bottle.
Spiritual healing in a bottle.
So it's you have a lab, you're creating these drops that people can order, of course. And you're giving them something. You're giving them something substantial.
Well, Alan, the thing that really convinced us, we started making it, we had no clue what would happen, but the people who made it for us, our small factory, so to speak, they were getting such strange effects on their own health and everything just by being around the processing of it. And it even cleared up the stain in the toilet. Like, it would affect the air around the environment. We are now doing things with this substance, and the materials that we make and develop from it are violating scientific laws. It's totally like ET stuff. Everything is upside down. So we know from the lab that incredible things are going to come from this just because the structures are used to make it are defying physics. So
it sounds a little bit like it sounds a little bit like the David Hudson stuff, the white powder of gold that was popular maybe 20 years ago about defying gravity, and people would take it.
Many people, if they've heard about the RNA drops, have projected that on it and other substances, and we always asked Ion, and Ion would like guffaw and say, nothing is like this because this works on your cells. This is totally unique, but it actually was what was called manna in the Bible when Moses and them were in the desert. It's called shewbread, and it's what the Kohathites, the elite protectors of the Ark of the Covenant, had, and they would give it to the God Ark. They wouldn't give it to anybody. King David couldn't even get it. So there's a precedent. According to Ion, the shoe bread is the bread of life and the living water, that the RNA drops are a precursor to it. Ion says that the changing of our electron structure by consuming RNA drops, and those that use the drops, they affect their neighbors, they affect their children around the house. So we're affecting the environment, and Ion's done a lot of that in detail for me and Carolyn. But this stuff, the RNA drops, is just a precursor to the bread of life and the
living water.
So the shoe bread, the replay, the remembering of that is what's coming down the pike. And we can see what's happening in the lab and the factory. That, of course, is going to be amazing, because look at what's happening to the materials that are going to make it. So we're just beginning, Alan, with this. The RNA drops.
Wait, you're saying the bread of life has not been created yet, but it's in development? Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Correct. I mean, when we went about trying to remake the D cell, we wanted some sort of water system. But along the way, as people were being exposed to the ingredients and the liquids and everything, as Bob said, they started feeling all kinds of health effects. You know, they go to the dentist, and their dental hygienist would say, well, your gums and teeth have no plaque. There's nothing wrong with them. You know, go home. Or their blood pressure would improve. Their hair would grow. I mean, somebody talked about growing an inch. You know, so what we realized was we had a substance that was a byproduct of our process that we had to work with and you know, give out to people, but we haven't completed our project in any sense.
No.
Wait. So let me hear that again. So you're going out of the RNA. You're developing, and is that you, Carolyn? You're in the laboratory with Ion.
No, we just give the instructions to the people making it.
Uh-huh.
It's very, I mean, the instructions can be seen, actually. We've got a patent pending called the iCell, and it's published, it's online, so that people can read step-by-step what we're doing. It's very intricate, but at the same time, it looks very simple. But what we've done, Alan, is that we're now at about the 77th generation of growing this substance. We hold on to what we just produced, hold on to a certain percentage, and mix that into the new growth so that we're actually at a stage where no one will ever be able to duplicate this product because it's generational. And this is talked about in the Bible a lot, where the generations really matter. And
so it becomes more rarefied in a sense, more purified each generation?
Well, we don't want to go abstract and Gnostic. We'll say it's more dense, it's more powerful, it's more heavy, it's more extreme, it's more impact. So it's not airy-fairy, I don't think. Ion always stresses the physical is what we are. It's our physical is eternal. And the non-physical was just a stopgap, a temporary thing that we created to go die into bliss and be in bliss because we couldn't handle living the physical. But the physical is what this is about, the merging of the non-physical and the physical. So let's not think of purification in those old
purification kind of in the sense that each generation produces a more rarefied substance, actually. That's what I meant.
More
so,
powerful.
Pure, like in an alchemical sense. I mean,
yes.
Alchemy as a practical... Yes. I mean, yeah. I don't know. That's just what came to me.
Right. Instead of having just one layer of this substance, you have 77 layers that may be reacting like a homeopathy would on deeper and deeper layers of a person. I don't know that it's homeopathic, but, I mean, there's that aspect to it where you keep diluting and diluting the original product. So you have all these, in homeopathy, we call it the homeocord.
Right.
So it's a vibrational...
the frequency changing. Mm-hmm. But we talking to Ion, it is nothing like homeopathy, nothing like that. It's nothing like anything we've ever had in modern medicine or modern naturopathy. This is what's unique about it.
I know, trying to explain it is very difficult, Alan, and that's why, as you know, we give away... bottles of the RNA drops so people can experience them themselves and tell us their story, because we don't presume we even know what it's going to do for people, because we have people saying things from, you know, I'm in a state of complete bliss to, you know, my heart, you know, from the point of needing a heart transplant, my heart healed itself. People with depression who overcome that, anorexia, anxieties.
Cerebral palsy children, a child 7 years old, got started, his eyes cleared, his eyes straightened out, he stopped spinning autistically, and he could speak in coherent sentences. And that, we did not know that would happen.
So what do you think is happening on the cellular level when people take this?
Well, what we're told and what we observe from the results is that we see it creating perfect cells. What we've done to our bodies is we've let our minds get in the way, where we observe people getting old, so we think, well, we're going to get old. However, we know even scientifically that we can create a whole new body in 7 years, including our brain cells. So that being the case, what we know the RNA drops are doing are creating new perfect cells. They get your mind out of the way. They put you in bliss so that you just relax and allow new perfect cells to form, new perfect cells that don't have the stigma of the past on them or the scars of the past or the disease and injuries of the past. So these new perfect cells come along and create in a person whatever the focal point is. If someone even, they might not know it, but the body will go to a place where it's working on some illness. I mean, some people have told us that they'll have suffered serious problems. This one lady with her small intestine, and she said, you know, within days of taking the drops, her small intestine kind of purged, and she was then clear of the condition. So it's where I guess we'd say it's the priority of the body is focused on, and then the new perfect cells change the area. without the labyrinth of the mind getting in the way.
Well, I just want to tell people who are listening, if they want to check this out, go to rnadrops.info, and you can read about that and even order some of the samples. And it, I tried it. It tasted a little, let's see, I don't know, I tasted it like fermented something in a good way, you know. It tasted like...
Yes, the actual substance is a super sugar, a new sugar that we've created, and we're patenting that as well. And the process can be equated with fermentation, so that the sugar can taste a little bit vinegary. So you've perceived that correctly. But what's very fascinating about the RNA drops is everyone tastes something different. When I first tasted them, Alan, I tasted tobacco. They just tasted like dirt and tobacco to me. And what
were you a smoker?
My mind,
oh, I didn't think you were a smoker, were you?
Yes, Alan?
Were you ever a smoker?
No, no. And what came to my mind is my father was a smoker. He died of lung cancer eventually. So I just felt that I was wanting to purge all the tobacco in me. Other people will taste Doritos. Some people will say it tastes like their favorite food. And some people say it tastes like the most yucky thing possible. And for those people, it seems that they're trying to balance out something in their body.
If it is yucky, within a week it changes.
Mm-hmm.
They like the taste, whatever it becomes.
Right, right. And I used to say words like, well, maybe people are detoxing or going through a healing crisis, but Ion doesn't like those words. And it's very true, because in sort of the Ion philosophy, we try to get away from making people feel less than. So we don't assume that the body is toxic. The body is perfect, and the body is just balancing. So whatever it's doing to balance may create what we call some contrast in the beginning, which actually just lets a person know that something is happening. But the main consequence of using the drops seems to be with people. The first thing that they experience is bliss. And this is the most bizarre thing, because I've never known of a substance that people take that causes them to feel bliss.
And
except
my theory,
drugs,
based on what Ion says, what is this bliss being caused by? Ion says that within 24 hours, the RNA drops, the new information they bring, and that's RNA. That's not ribonucleic acid. It's not RNA. It's relax and allow is what RNA stands for. People get it mixed up. The ribonucleic acid is very important in the process. Through that, the chromosome 14, a very important chromosome, chromosome, and then DNA. But this substance creates 144,000 double helix pairs. That's what's incredible. Now, I don't expect anybody to believe this, but Ion says it can happen overnight, just like you can get a yeast infection. It'll grow a lot of yeast overnight. So when you take the RNA drops, I've decided that the bliss that people are feeling over the first few days that they take the drops, that's the growing of the 144,000 double helix pairs in a perfect cell. Now, what's more incredible than that?
Well, I don't know. A lot of the new rejuvenating sciences, they talk about telomeres and how you need to extend the length of your telomeres to prevent aging. Have you looked at telomeres?
Oh,
and
yes. We've covered all these different angles, and Ion clarifies the role of the telomeres. They're not that important. What we offer is way more important than telomeres. Every particular issue, which Carolyn does a lot in the private session with Ion. She knows the scientific language, being a medical doctor, and she goes into all these aspects. And Ion clarifies them, positions them, puts them in proportion to other things. But overall, you have to say that nothing can create new cells like this, like the RNA drops.
Yes, with the telomeres, they say that the end of the chromosome is chopped off as we, you know, age or whatever.
Right.
But I mean, what Ion is saying is we're creating these 144,000, or uncovering them, actually. What he says is when we devolved in the past, when we went behind the veil, then we lost our ability to to work with our own 144,000 chromosomes.
Let me just understand that you're saying there's a we have, science says we have what, 64 chromosomes?
One pair
of chromosomes?
Of DNA strands, a double helix, you know, that Watson and Crick discovered.
Right, we have one pair, and Ions is saying we have 144,000 pairs?
Yeah, I know. That's where Bob prefaced it by saying, you're not going to believe this, but this is what we're being told. And actually, it's proving itself because people are having such miraculous results, Alan. I mean, I'm a medical doctor and a naturopathic doctor and supposedly a scientist, and I have to look at the black and white, but this is far beyond, you know, it's beyond the three dimensions that we know and see and measure.
Can you see 144,000 DNA pairs, or are they on another level of...
If you've seen in science, they talk about junk DNA, Alan.
Right. Yes.
And they say junk DNA makes up about 99% of our DNA. They don't know what it is, and they just sort of toss it off because they can't see it or measure it or feel it or know it. And
right.
That's what Ion says is where the 144,000 will be uncovered. I think eventually scientists will be able to see it when they have the right measuring tools or when their eyes are, you know, are beyond the veil, where they're not.
Or where if they take the RNA drops, they just start to feel and smart and think clearer and see better. Then they'll notice it.
Well, yeah. Sure. I mean, that's the problem with science. It only can measure what it's looking for. If it doesn't have a test for it, it doesn't even know it exists. So,
right. I mean, my biggest book is The Magnesium Miracle, and I cannot tell you how almost criminal it is in the medical world that doctors don't understand about magnesium, because it's one of the most important minerals in the body. It affects 80% of our biological processes. People have symptoms from head to foot from magnesium deficiency, and doctors completely ignore it, avoid it, can't see it, and give people 5-10 different drugs to deal with magnesium deficiency. So, I mean, we can't look to science or doctors to get us out of the mess we're in. So if they can't even recognize magnesium, I don't know what they're going to do about RNA drops.
Well, I know, and you've done some great work. You wrote the book called Death by Medicine, which was, you know, an eye-opener for how awful some of the medical practices are in actually killing people, you know?
So. Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Death by Medicine paper, and then I expanded that into Death by Modern Medicine book.
Right.
I found that over 750,000 people are dying annually prematurely due to iatrogenic effects from allopathic medicine. So, you know, over the years, I tried to help people, you know, take care of their health and go into their lifestyle and make changes and all the rest of it. But people are so stressed, they're so busy, they're so distracted that instead of creating programs for people, which I have many, I went into this process with Ion to create actual substances that would give people something very powerful where they didn't have to work so hard, and where they would have a pill or a drop that would really help them, compared with drugs, which have so many side effects. It's just disastrous what's going on in medicine.
Oh, no, it's awful. But I'm just curious, is this Ion intervention sort of about this time of our evolution? I mean, is it happening now because we're ready for it? We're ready for the RNA drops? Is that – does he talk about that?
Alan, Ion says that Ion is here because we called forth. Humanity, we got itself in this real situation where it's very hard for itself to get balanced again. It needs this input. And we wanted to create this dramatic scenario, we, humanity. It was just me and Carolyn and JW, the vehicle for Ion, we were the figures for triggering it, and we didn't even know we were going to create this. But it is the perfect time for it, And Ion is was predicted and talked about in the Bible and everything, and this is it. And we called for it. We screwed ourselves up so we could have a dramatic recovery, just like cancer patients do.
So yes, RNA Ion says that the environment around us is changing. We all know that. I mean, you just have to...
I think it's negatively, but it's changing positively. That's what Ion points out.
You know, people talk about the chemtrails and the radiation and everything, and they think it's a negative. Well, what Ion tells us is that the RNA drops are helping us remove the junk from our bodies, take out the trash, so that we can utilize anything in our environment.
Ion is shocking. Ion said that the Fukushima accident, you know, in Japan, the H197 isotope that was released is good for us if you've got the RNA drops in you. And Ion says, let's have more nuclear explosions.
Really? And if you don't have the RNA drops in you, it's bad for you?
Yes, you'd probably be too weak. You couldn't take it. You wouldn't like the change in the frequency. You would find it uncomfortable, Ion says. You're going to find the world, your feeling place, uncomfortable, and you'll want to leave. So every death's a suicide, says Ion, so you will off yourself to go to the bliss of the guff. Now, the big point is that there's going to be a dramatic die-off. A lot of people are going to commit suicide, and there'll be too many people in the guff, and the guff will be emptied, and then people will be forced to come back into the physical. And that's a whole dramatic theological, metaphysical notion that people can listen to at howionic.com. Go to the addenda page and look at the top section you can listen to, emptying the guff, to get this dramatic statement that's never been said before. But that's the bigger picture. But within that, RNA drops makes you better able to handle this dramatic change. You'll feel more comfortable because your electron structure has changed.
Well, this should be given out to everybody, I would think.
Well, that's why we give away the a mini bottle of RNA drops for shipping and handling. We're not going to cover the shipping and handling.
Right.
And people can sample it themselves. And, you know, the more people taking it, the more they exhale it, the more we will change the environment for everybody and allow more and more people to survive. Because, see, what happens, Alan, as you know, in our world of alternative medicine, a lot of people are very afraid, and their paranoia is actually part of what's making them ill. And what we've done with the RNA drops is allow them to have this substance that makes them feel bliss, takes their mind out of the equation, makes them happy, and makes their bodies be able to take out the trash and recover their 144,000 chromosomes, double strands of DNA.
Yeah, now to add to this, Alan, people get all kinds of different durations of experience. Some people take it and they don't feel anything for 2 months and they give up. And then their friend takes it and then about the third or fourth month they start having dramatic changes, whereas someone else might get a dramatic change before. We have clients who start feeling it when the bottle is coming in the mail. They get
really?
This sort of a speedy effect.
And this is the only stuff that does, I mean, maybe there's other substances that are helping us clean out the DNA. I mean, hate to
there's
think
no,
this
no
is a monopoly on that.
There's no cleaning going on. This is all this, Ion says flat out, there's nothing negative in the universe. So just think about that. How
I believe
be
that.
Negative?
I believe that. Everything's
yes,
for
sorry,
us.
Yes, sorry, Alan. I did use the word clean out, whereas before I'd say...
Bad girl. Bad girl.
We're balancing things and just, you know, uncovering the 144,000 that's there. You see, how many times have we heard spiritual teachers say that your gifts are there, you just have to uncover them?
But they say you're in a less than state. Ion says you are not in a less than state.
Right.
Ion says that no one has ever slept. You just leave this world and go to another world because you need to take a break from this world. That's what sleeping is.
I believe that. I believe, of course, that makes sense. Absolutely.
Right, and Ion says people don't need to be awakened. There's no, don't wake up the people. That's not, it's more remembering what they already have. Yeah, Carol.
Yeah, my story about remembering, Alan, is one Saturday morning I woke up with my right hand all burned. The back of my hand was like a third degree burn. And talking to Ion later that day, I said, well, what's going on with this? And he said, yeah, we were in Thailand and we were drinking tea and, you said, I'm getting so frustrated because I want to remember where we travel. And you and Ion said, what you did was you just poured the tea over the back of your hand and said, okay, this will help me remember. So I woke up in the morning with this third degree burn, and I still have the scars on the back of my hand as I choose to hold on to it to remember that I do travel at night and I'm not sleeping. And I found that, you know, such a, I guess, a validation. I didn't have to hurt myself.
But Ion also says we have these multidimensional bodies, as that we exist in other realms, and maybe there's an over-self body that's in charge of all these other dimensional bodies.
Ion questions every metaphysical, theological, Blavatskyan idea you've ever heard of, Alan. I've done over 6,000 hours with Ion, all for free because I created Ion, so it was always there for me to do every day. And I've explored every metaphysical concept, every religion, everything, and all of them are inefficient. They're best crumbs, and you have to throw out all these ideas. Not even reincarnation is a proper concept for what's going on.
But tell me about the multidimensional part, because if Caroline was with her body and she was sleeping in the bed, then she has another aspect to herself.
Yes, yes. There are 9 JWs, the guy that channels it. That's a whole amazing phenomenon in the physical. 9 of them. And we all have that.
9 or 100 of us, right? I mean, we're not different.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And I didn't finish the idea. So the RNA drops, the reaction of people is different all the time. So myself, I never felt bliss when I started taking it a little over 2 years ago. I didn't have any dramatic effects. And maybe I could have said, oh, nothing's happening. But here it is 2 years later. I don't need my glasses. My hair is going brown again, and I hardly need any sleep, and my teeth got whiter. So I just waited and see what would happen, and all this incredible stuff's happening. But I haven't had any of the dramatic experiences that many other people have. And I always tell those that don't get dramatic bliss right away, don't worry about it. Something will happen to you that'll surprise you. It'll happen to you because you're getting new cells.
Right, so you do have to take it for a while to start, or maybe not, like you're saying, it just can start without even noticing.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who are on the edge of some sort of transformation. And
they're very, I find the more pain people are in, the more, actually more unhealthy, more screwed up, the more dramatic the thing, within a day or so they got dramatic things. Whereas I find people who are healthy, been quote healthy, and I actually think they're spiritually aware and all that, they're a little more harder to get them to notice something because they think they're so aware. So that's what's interesting. They do get affected eventually, like maybe some weird substance starts coming out of their fingernails. They start having yellow coloring on their fingernails. That happened to Regina, who runs Conscious Media.
Well,
you know,
right.
Regina.
Oh, yeah, I know Regina. Yes.
Yeah, she had a very strange reaction right away, but she just ignored it. Whatever reaction you get, you just ignore it. It's just a balancing and unique to you. It's part of your story, but it won't be a bad scene. So we all have to be careful about people when they get the mini bottles. They'll say, wow, where's the dramatic experience? Well, it doesn't happen to everybody right away.
And that's why we have radio shows twice a week and a health call once a week. People can go to AchieveRadio.com every Tuesday and Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And we're going to have on Alan's network what we have on Achieve Radio 24/7, over 1,000 hours of Ion constantly talking, all recording.
On my website, actually. I'm going to do that on New Reality. So, yeah, we're just waiting for all that to happen.
Right. And so there's endless access to information explaining, but you can call us in every Monday, and we will deal. We have to, quote, talk people down or up or sideways through their weird experiences. So it's all fun.
Mondays, we have a health call. People can go to the RNADrops.com website to find out that information. And Bob, I wanted to mention to Alan, I don't know if you know a Michael Brown in South Africa who does the presence process, Alan?
I've heard of the Michael
Brown.
Maybe I interviewed him, I think.
I'm sure.
Possibly.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. And he was kind of, you know, throwing off his presence process. He was kind of in a bit of a limbo, and he heard...
A rut. Nothing happening for 4 years. Did he want to write anymore?
4 years. Wow. So you continue on, Bob.
So then he accidentally found out about us, took the RNA drops, and now he's totally energized and revolutionized, and you can't stop him. And his publisher, I think, wrote to us, said, gee, the guy's writing on his website again. What happened?
Wait, is this Peter Brown, maybe?
What?
What did you say his name was? Bob Brown?
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown. The president's process. Him. It sounds familiar. But anyway, we're just in the beginning of this development. I mean, it's pretty new, and it's affecting human consciousness in a new way. And I think we'll see a lot of things about this that are unprecedented. That,
yes,
you know,
Ellen,
they'll be surprised, both of you.
Your opening words were perfectly accurate. You said that this is a spiritual kind of effect. It's spiritual nutrition. It is. Ion is not just going to make you healthy and energized. You then start having these weird anomalies, and you're able to take in more of what's going on in reality. So it actually, that's why people crave it and will keep taking it, not for health reasons, but just to be hyped up or to be tuned in every day. And so then you also said that we're beginning a new ascension. You said you were right. We're starting a new level of ascension. Yes, Ayn calls it, it's the end of the beginning. Pastor, you're at the end of the beginning. So we've moved into the middle period, so to speak. And you're right to say that a whole new, since 2012 and the Mayan calendar and all that's been done, all the archetypes are off the table. Nobody knows anything. There's nothing more to announce. And that's when we can actually get to notice what's going on in the big, larger now. And Ion is the leader of that, and you're picking up on that, Alan.
Well, yeah, I'm also picking up on a lot of things will start to come forward with people taking the RNA drops that it will surprise even you guys in a good way.
Oh, yeah. We have a friend who's, I don't know him, but he had lived in Hawaii. We live in Hawaii, and he lived in the Big Island a few years ago for about 3 years, spent a lot of time taking ayahuasca. And that, what Ion would say, would that opened up his brain, rattled his brain, loosened it up. And so he started to be able to go to parallel worlds. Well, he now lives in China, works in a resort. He's got a proper, efficient job. He has to be on top of it. He can't be taking ayahuasca. But he was a bit bored of it. He then got the RNA drops, and he says he can go to parallel worlds a lot more efficiently because of the RNA drops. Now, how's that for a reaction? This person wasn't getting their health improved. They were getting their ability to travel to other worlds better tuned.
Well, do you find that in both of you that there's something building, there's sort of an energetic acceleration inside you?
Oh, yeah.
You too, Carolyn?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's like your face is stiff with the smile of bliss that you have plastered across it all the time.
Yeah, Ellen, you know, I've done, on Achieve Radio, there's Ion 24/7 Ion is Studio B, but Studio C is 1,000 hours of me on the radio since 1984. And I did a lot of interesting stuff, all kinds of stuff.
I know you're a McLuhan expert, which I appreciate.
McLuhan's archivist. And I organized his archives for his family. But the thing is that I never could make people happy immediately. So for the last 2 or 3 years, just the private sessions people had with Ion, that would make them happy. So I make people happy every day, and I feel like I'm in the position of Freud 100 years ago. Freud had this bizarre thing happening in Vienna where women and that were encountering the new technology and feeling weird and having weird dreams, and he would watch these anomalies, psychological anomalies. Well, I get this reported, been doing it, reported to me because I attend every session, that personal session that people have with Ion. And so I've witnessed all that good stuff for a couple of years. And now with the RNA drops, it's off the charts. So I'm like in the position of Freud, registering people's feel-good anomalies every day.
Well, you must be changing, Bob. You must be evolving yourself.
Nah, I don't need to evolve.
Well, he's always been a crazy happy guy, but it's even more so. But, yes, I think Bob's different. He's a better version of himself.
I'm meaner now, Alan. I don't put up with shit as much anymore. I don't bother trying to defend myself. I don't talk about McLeod or anything. I talk about Finning's Wake. That's the closest. Now, this is the thing about Ion. What medium, what channeled entity could talk about Finning's Wake in detail? None of them could. And I want to make this statement, is that very quickly, when I started talking to Ion in March 18, 2009, within a couple months, without my prompting, Ion started going into Edgar Cayce, then Jane Roberts and Seth, then Dave Worster and Cosmic Awareness, and then Michael Blake Reed and the Evergreens, and then the Hicks, Jerry Hicks and what's her name?
Abraham, Esther.
Esther Hicks and Abraham. And explained the usefulness of what they did from Edgar Cayce up to the Abrahams, but also the limitations, the restrictions of what they did. And I said they were here to complete all those archetypal major psychic phenomena. And why was I telling you? So then he gets into Finnegan's Wake, and none of them ever talk about Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's Wake is the last book, and I know you studied Joyce in university. You can start listening to Ion talk about Finnegan's Wake. It's incredible. It's a very complex book. It's a book that shows you how to overcome your reading habits, your linear bias, and that was what McLuhan's work was on every day translating, explaining Finnegan's Wake, and then showing the obsolescence of Finnegan's Wake by the new electronic world, which a good writer on that is William Irwin Thompson, showing how we're moving into this whole new planetary culture. But that's peanuts compared to what we do with Ion.
Well, the benefit of Finnegan's Wake was the nonlinear aspect of the conscious mind, and how Joyce expanded us to think in multiple ways, and each word became a kind of split off into many different universes, in a sense, that created its own narrative as we went along with the story. So
right, and Joyce was seeing that the media, the technological forms of communication through history, they're called the Ten Thunders in Finnegan's Wake. There's 10 of them scattered throughout the book. Each one determined the kind of society, the kind of attitudes, and pre-Gutenberg people were very different than post-Gutenberg people. Marconi galaxy, 20th century, are very different from the 19th century, and the 21st century inside the post, what I call the Android meme, which is the five bodies mixed in with the chip landscape. And Ion has stressed that because humans cannot control the chip landscape, the web and all that, our little rules, our cultural principles, we could control our idea of the non-physical. And non-physical would respond to those rules. That would be called religions and creeds and esoteric teachings. But because the chip landscape's here, no human can, its rules or ideas about it can stop it. So that frees up non-physical, known as Ion, to come forth and create. Non-physical could never create before. It just provided an environment of bliss for people who are sick of creating and then committed suicide. So it's come forth to create in the chip body. And as the Bible says in the end times, the rocks will cry out. Well, all the rocks are made of silica dioxide, is it, Carol? Dioxide.
Yeah.
And all the computers are made of silica dioxide. And the computers are going to cry out. And the cloud computing that's happening, Ion claims it created it and is going to collapse it to see how we handle that. But the point is, when the rocks cry out, it includes the effect on the computers. And Ion now, with our clients, affects their computers, communicates through their iPhones. There's all kinds of stuff in the chip body that nobody had ever anticipated.
Is that true, Carolyn? I know Bob told me the story about Ion communicating right through the computer without any medium at all. But
right.
And actually, a lot of this we learned word for word going through the Book of Revelation. Bob and I did, what was it, 65 hours?
68 hours, word sentence.
With Ion on the Book of Revelation.
What's that, Al?
The true meaning. You did 65 hours with Ion on the true meaning of the Book of Revelation.
Yes, the translation, how all this stuff about the 144,000 double helix pairs, that's all in the Bible. See, basically, from March 2009 till the summer of 2010, I explored a lot of different topics, esoteric and everything. People had private sessions. Caught a lot of different weird stuff was revealed by Ion. And then Ed Long at informationfarm.blogspot.com, he wanted to feature Ion. He wanted to do the Book of Revelation. So we started doing it, and we did the first three chapters, and I was bored. I didn't want to do the Bible. That was all crummy, boring stuff for me. But after several hours of hearing him interpret the book of chapters 1 to 3, I couldn't believe it, and I said to Ed, no, we're not going to do it here in public and offer this for free. We're going to do, me and Carol are going to do this, and we're going to charge for this. So we ended up doing another, 65 hours, make a total of 68 hours, including Ion giving chapter 23.
Which doesn't exist.
There are some people who have made up this and that. What's very interesting is the Book of Enoch and the Dan Winter gang. They look into some of this stuff. They come up with interesting concepts about the chart of Sigla and all that stuff. But it's Ion. As a matter of fact, I was quoting Dan Winter, what he was saying about how you die in the early months. And Ion listened to what Dan Winter said and started laughing his head off, and then started to tell us what really happens when you die. And we produced three recordings called what happens. How's it feel to be stone cold dead? You can get them on their site. But it began with me looking at the extreme.
Well, I know Dan Winter. I should get him on the phone and see what he has to say to you guys and all.
That's right. You get him to listen to and look at our charts and
all
the stuff we have.
But here's the thing. I just spent a couple of days with him last year at his place in the south of France. So
I know Dan Winter. I don't know him personally like you do, but I know of him and know him through the years. So yeah. Yes, and you know everybody in this aquarium conspiracy. So you've stayed at everybody's home. I know that. But Alan, listen to this. So we did the 68 hours, 22 chapters, and Ian had been telling us, wait till you get to chapter 23. Well, we got to it in July, end of July 2010, and I said, well, what are we going to do talking to JW? And he said, well, I imagine Ian's going to dictate it, and Carol's a fast typist, and she'll just type it up. So we set up a time, July 27th, to do it, and 5 hours before we were going to do it, JW calls Carol and says, I'm getting volumes. He started to feel it or see it. And he says, I'm getting volumes. This is going to be voluminous. It's going to take weeks to transcribe this stuff. And Carol said to JW, well, that's your opinion. When we talk to Ion in 5 hours, we'll see what's going to happen. So 5 hours later, just before we put JW into his altered state for Ion to come forward, JW goes, check your email, Carol. She looks in her email, and there's an email from Ion, not JW, with all the contents of chapter 23 right there.
Wait, you're saying nobody wrote that. No one put their hands on a computer to send that email. It just manifested.
Right. Ian just gave it to us. It had charts and that, and Dan Winter and them. I think it's called the Sigla of Truth. It's a very interesting diagram.
Is that on any website, that particular thing?
No, that thing is out there, but you have to buy the recordings to find out about that stuff. You have to go through
where
the
you buy it? What's the website?
HowIonic.com. HowIonic.com.
But let's say this, though. The first 3 hours are free at informationfarm.blogspot.com.
Yeah, you click on Ion, and it has hundreds of topics in alphabetical order. Just scroll down to R for Revelation and look at what's offered there, and it's for free. You can click on there.
We only have about five minutes. I just want to get back. I mean, I love the Ion stuff, and that's really sort of what the program's about, the kind of transformation of spirit and consciousness and our evolution. And we'll do more shows for sure, but let's just get back to the RNA drops and how that's evolving into the bread of living water. How is that going to happen, Carolyn?
Well, Ion says that you got that sentence, Carolyn? Ion says in a session that you have to prepare your electron structure to be able to lock in the electron structure from the shoebridge. So your electron structure has to be changed, and the RNA drops do that and prepares you for the ability to process the shoebridge. Ion says that if we made the shoebridge 2 years ago and gave it out to people, it would kill them. That's how dramatic it is. And so we are changing the environment by exhaling. If you go listen to testimonials, they're incredible. We have a guy who noticed this winter. He walks out of his path, he walks in the front of his house, the path every day, and he's on the RNA drops, and he says, you know, like the 2 feet to either side of the cement walkway, it's green, but the majority of the lawn is all winter brown. But
he's emanating a field that's getting the grass green around the cement walkway. he's emanating it. His field is creating a field of vibrant health. His
energy. Breath, his exhalation.
Oh, so the shoebread is what?
We have clients who take the drops and they notice their husband. There was one woman whose husband would not take the stuff, but within a couple of weeks, because she was on it, he started to change. He became a totally different, really amazing guy, and he was getting all these anomalies, and he wasn't taking the drops, and she wasn't getting any effect, and she was pissed because her husband, who wouldn't take it, didn't believe in it, was changing right in front of her because he was picking up the exhalation from her.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, great. Well, maybe we should pick up this program maybe later. What are you doing in about... an hour.
We have our radio show in 1 hour.
Oh, right,
you have
your radio show. That's right. That's why we did this show early.
But we're available, Alan. We could be on your show once a week if you want to. We got lots to develop. And I'd love to get Dan Winter. He has to do a bit of homework. He has to look at some of the stuff and find it out and see what we're doing.
I'll tell him. I'll contact Dan Winter. It might be a great conversation with you, both of you, and Dan Winter, and maybe we can get Ion to say something, huh?
No, Ion is presently not available because we announced on June 22nd, 2011, that we had created a cold fusion battery. Everybody's out there claiming that they got something or they're trying to get something. Andrew Rossi, we actually have it. And because we have it, we have gone stealth, because when you have something like that, you got to be pretty careful about how you bring it into the world. And so Ion and JW are not available for radio shows or private sessions or anything right now because we're too busy figuring out how to bring it forth and doing it. Now, there, if you go to howionic.com and look on the front page, bottom left column, where it gives dates of my payday show, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays in the evening, you will see it says Ion Communique, new Ion Communique number one. That's Ion. He made a statement, or they, it's not a he, they made a statement a couple weeks ago on you. It's about 4.5 minutes long. You can listen to that. That's the latest from Ion, but that's all we're putting out right now.
All right. Well, no. So let's talk like in a few weeks for sure.
I mean,
anything you want to leave us with, both of you, about what we should get from the RNA drops and what we should, you know, how we should tune in.
Go to 2012rnaradio.com. There's very good. There's excerpts of Ion explaining the RNA drops. There's 6 videos. There's all kinds of other stuff. There's the archive of the Monday Health Calls. And there's also the testimonials at rnadrops.com. The testimonials are unbelievable.
Because it's much more than just putting a drop under your tongue. There's a whole shift in transformation that we're interested in seeing. We don't, you know, we care more about that than you just taking the drops.
Right. And that's what I want to do more shows about. I mean, as I take it, I'll be reporting also on what's happening with me, and maybe other people listening to the program can also even send me an email and tell me what they think at newrealities@earthlink.net or contact you through How Ionic. Is that the best way to contact
you? Yes, you can email me at ion@howionic.com. ion@howionic.com.
Thank you. I've been talking to Bob Neverett and Dr. Carolyn Dean, who are the, I guess, originators of this, I would say almost miraculous, but let's not make it out there. It's very concrete substance, RNA, right?
Yes.
It's not miraculous. It's just what the time
It's common sense. It's tactile, holistic, awesome completion. Carolyn doesn't sell supplements anymore. She sells completement.
Completement, not supplements. All right. Well, thanks. I'll be talking to you guys. And, this show went incredibly fast. Everything's accelerating. I guess that's proof.
Right. Thank you so much, Alan. Great to hear your voice again.
Yes, it's been a couple of years. I appreciate both of you and the work you're doing and the transformation both of you have gone through since I've known you, for sure.
Yes.
All right.
You witnessed a lot of it, Alan. I used to try to get Alan Alan used to say, Bob, you have something unique to say, but how can we put it forward? What context? We can never find a context. Well, we found a context, Alan.
Well, you were pretty good with your media ecology and the McLuhan analysis. That was pretty brilliant.
Yeah, I had a unique take, and there's hundreds of hours, 1,000 hours of it available, running 24/7 at AchieveRadio.com and Studio C. If you want to hear how I accidentally was talking ionically, you know, 20 years before it showed up.
Ionically. We'll do a show about talking ionically, too, okay?
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Alan Steinfeld.
Bye to Doug, too.
Okay, yes. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you're interested in anything you've heard here, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. You can check my website for other interviews at newrealities.com. Thanks for listening.